Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
We have a 4-pack of Disney on Ice tickets that we're going to be giving away Christmas Eve 6:30 p.m. show at the Cross Insurance Arena. And to get in the running, we're asking you,
what holiday treat does your family always make? And even if it sounds early, it's not. The shelves are already starting to go bare at the grocery store.
207-807-1104. Get those ingredients before you miss out. It is, 11 days away from Christmas Eve here?
Is it 11?
It's the 13th, the 24th, the 25th. Yeah.
Oh.
So 12 days from Christmas? 12 days of Christmas starts right now? Is that how it works?
Oh my gosh. Is today the... Today be the first night or the 12th night?
No, I think it goes past Christmas, the 12 days of Christmas. Okay. So I think it starts at a different time. I don't exactly know. But what is the treat that your family always makes?
Peanut butter balls. And I feel like I have never had a peanut butter ball unless it is Christmas time and it is cold outside. I don't even, when I go to candy stores and stuff, I don't even see peanut butter balls.
Peanut butter balls.
Have you ever had one?
I don't think so. I've had a ball of peanut butter, but I don't think it's what you're talking about.
What, like on a spoon?
Sure.
No, this is, I think it's peanut butter, graham cracker, something else. And then you roll it in a ball. I don't know how it gets in that ball because peanut butter is so sticky, but then it's dipped in chocolate.
Probably when you add the other ingredients, it makes it easier to roll.
Yeah, like a meatball.
Yeah. By the way, 12 Days of Christmas actually starts on Christmas.
Oh.
December 25th through the 5th of January.
Interesting.
The last one being the 12th night. So,
okay, now we know.
In case you were wondering. 207-807-1104. The question is,
what holiday treat does your family always make?
I know I'm pronouncing it wrong, but it's just how my family, it's Tarals. I've looked it up. It says Tadals or Tarali is kind of how it's spelled. It's like an Italian cookie.
Is it the one with pine nuts on it?
Yeah, I think it does have pine nuts in not nuts. It's got, it's got some sort of like seed in it. But I remember like my mother like putting out the tablecloth and like rolling the dough and all of that. And we'd have a whole table covered and she'd make tins and hand it out to people. She hasn't done it recently, but my mom's cousin makes them and I kind of steal those whenever he has a batch of them. So
I cannot find this on Google Images and it's driving me nuts because I want to see what it looks like.
I have a picture of it. Do it. Boom. They look like that.
Oh, those look like pretzels.
Yeah, it's like an Italian pretzel cookie thing.
Wait, is it more of a salty snack or a sweet snack?
It's not really
snack?
Salty, no.
So it's just...
It's just kind of there. I don't know how to describe the...
Do these go fast?
They go fast in my belly.
Okay.
So I enjoy them.
It looks like an unsalted pretzel.
Yeah, I mean, these... And I think my family always did it a little different. So these, they like pinch it off in like a little oval.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's would continue so it'd look more like a bigger ribbon.
Oh, like a ribbon. Okay. Yeah.
So there'd be like longer legs on it. But that is the holiday treat for me.
So they're not sweet and they're not salty.
They're just...
Is it more of a cracker? Because when I think cookie, I think sugary sweet.
It's not really a sugary sweet. It's kind of like in the... I mean, they describe it here as an Italian pretzel, but it's not salty. At least not the... ones that I've had.
It's a family tradition.
One package of dry active yeast, 9 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 tablespoons of fennel seeds. That's what I was looking for.
Oh, fennel.
Canola oil, 1 can of beer,
a
tablespoon of salt, warm water. And that's pretty much it in there.
And there you have it.
You can add some black pepper if you want, but I don't think we've ever added
that. So maybe this would be something that you could serve with a charcuterie board.
Yeah, you could do that. I usually just take a bag to the head. Hot Mornings, Ryan DeLon, Tara Fox. It's Hot Radio Maine. Hello.
Hey, good morning. Happy holidays.
Good morning.
Holiday treat.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
Chantel from Falmouth.
Chantel in Falmouth. What is your family's go-to holiday treat?
It's a tie between homemade caramels, my meme's recipe, and milk chocolate, not dark chocolate, peppermint patties. Love those.
Ooh. So you're not making the milk chocolate peppermint patties, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you homemade peppermint patties?
Yes, which we almost weren't able to do because at the grocery store, they were out of, well, it's not healthy, but here we are, corn syrup.
That's what I mean. I've had a few trips to the grocery store because I'm starting to stock up and I'm like, all right, well, I have to go to a different grocery store because they don't have it.
it's worth the effort.
I don't know if you would count this, but somebody on the text said ham salad sandwiches.
Ham salad?
Ham salad sandwiches. I don't know what the ham, maybe it's kind of like a tuna salad, but instead of the tuna, you put the ham, or a chicken salad instead of the chicken, you put the ham. But I don't think that counts because that's not a treat. That's like an actual.
It's a treat to them. Yours, no offense, doesn't sound like a treat.
Mine is definitely a treat.
Ham salad, this is another thing that looks like it could go on a charcuterie board.
A sandwich, though?
It looks like a dip in this photo.
Oh. Hi, Radio Maine. Hello. Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
This is Paige from Richmond.
Paige from Richmond. What's your family's holiday treat?
Oh, ambrosia salad. I only ever have it on Christmas.
I've never had this because I'm scared to try new things, but I've always wanted to.
Oh, it is. It sounds so weird, you know, mixing like cottage cheese and and fluff and marshmallows and oranges, but it's so good.
I was gonna say, let's call it what it is. It sounds gross.
It looks gross, to be honest, but my grandmother has made it my whole life, and it's so good.
She's perfected it?
She has, yeah. I feel like she could probably do it with her blindfolded, with her eyes closed.
Hey, this is Ryan and Tara at Hot Radio Maine. Is this Alyssa?
This is, yeah.
Alyssa from Sebago. Tell us what your holiday treat is.
So I always make Oreo cookie balls. It's something that my sister always asked me to make, and my family loves them. They're like a peanut butter ball, but with Oreos. And then sometimes if I feel like extra creative, I'll make them look like little snowmen.
Okay, so I feel like I've had these before and they were the best thing I've ever tasted. But the ones that I had were more of, I think there was cheesecake involved. What do you mix it with?
So, yes. So it's probably the same. So it's literally just Oreos, cream cheese, and chocolate. You just melt chocolate on the outside. And then sometimes I do like different types of chocolate to make them look more like truffles, or I'll put like mini tiny the little Oreos on top as a hat and make them look like
that's so cute.
Nice. I like that one. Are you trying to win the Disney on Ice tickets?
I am, yes.
All right, let's make this happen. We're gonna hook you up with a 4-pack of tickets. Congratulations, Alyssa.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Hey, you got a squad that's ready to go to check out all the characters on ice over there?
Yes, I have my 2.5-year-old.
Okay.
And then I can either take my other 2 nephews, which would probably give me aunt of the year, or I can take my husband and my mom with me.
There you go.
Tough decision.
All right, well, your choice. You got to figure it out by Christmas Eve. We're going to hook you up with tickets for the 6:30 p.m. show over at the Cross Insurance Arena. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Ticket giveaway made Hot to Maine by Len Libby Candies, home of Lenny, the world's only life-size chocolate mousse, plus handmade chocolates and treats and Maine gifts and souvenirs. Making the holidays sweet since 1926. Len Libby Candies, Route 1, Scarborough.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot
man.
Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
Carl Shaleen will serve another term as Lewiston's mayor after winning the special runoff election by just 122 votes. It was a close one. Don't say your vote doesn't matter. Look at how close that was right there. Shaleen provided a statement to WMTW thanking his supporters for placing their trust in me once more for a second term in the mayor's office. Landlords report that Portland's rental market is cooling down for the first time in years. The median rent in Portland right now is $2,500. That's $300 less than it was in July. Listings are lasting longer than they would have in the 2021 and 2022 markets. Affordable rental property is still going quick. There was one landlord that they interviewed, the Bangor Daily News, for this article, and they were saying, my units are priced at $1,500, and they go quick. But these other units that are higher up there, I don't think that there's the pool of people looking for them quite like there was during the pandemic when people were working from home and moving to Maine.
It's just gotten so crazy that I wonder if it will ever stop. Historically, rent doesn't go backwards. Like, well, you don't backtrack.
It seems like it was dipping a little bit. Some of these landlords are talking about that they price cut some of their, they dropped the rent on some of their apartments. So
I hope that keeps happening.
Or rent them.
You hear about when my cousins lived in Portland in like the late 2000s, they were paying like maybe $500 to $700 a month for a one bedroom apartment. And that literally does not exist anymore.
I'm kind of in a unique situation where I now own the condo that I rented previously. So I rented it.
You've rented to buy. That's cool.
I didn't rent to buy. I rented it. Ended up buying it because the owner was like, hey, we're going to kick you out because we're trying to sell, or we could just sell to you and cut out the real estate fee or any of that.
Wait, that is so lucky.
So we met up at Ruski's. We did the deal over there.
Someone do something like that for me.
Well, I don't know who owns your building right now. And so it worked out. It was pretty cool. But now...
That's amazing.
Now I could get like double what I paid in rent when I was renting it for my spot. But where am I going to live? You have to go find somewhere.
I know.
The Biden administration is sending $28 million to Maine to improve the Amtrak Downeaster. Some of the funding could help restore service from Brunswick to Rockland after it was cut nearly a decade ago. So right now, the Downeaster runs 145 miles Boston to Brunswick. They're looking to extend it to Rockland. They already did a test run in August for that, but this money could help go towards that. IG Instagram is developing a new feature called Flipside. It allows users to establish a new private side to their profile where they can post more candid and personal photos for a subset of their friends. So you can curate everything meticulously that the public can look at. And then you have this secret hidden spot that only people you allow to look at can look at it. And this is kind of them trying to combine the whole Finsta thing, because a lot of people have Finstas, little secret.
They still? I don't know anyone that still uses their Finsta.
I think that kids are doing it so their parents wouldn't find, they would have their Instagram. Parents would monitor their Instagram and they would have a Finsta so they could be reckless on Finsta, I guess. But now you can just be reckless on your Flipside. It's called Flipside because you pull down on the profile icon and it flips it over to this more candid.
I'm imagining, you know, when you're watching a movie and it's an old mansion and then you press the bookshelf and it's a hidden door.
Exactly. You're onto something.
Is that what they're going for?
They haven't done public tests yet. It's just an internal project that they're working on, but it could come to Instagram soon. Doritos introduced Empirical, a nacho cheese spirit for just $65 a bottle. You can taste nacho cheese, corn tostada, umami, and a hint of acidity in their unclassified spirit. I don't know. Unclassified?
No, thank you.
Does that mean it's not technically a vodka, a gin, a rum? What is it? It's alcoholic, though, and it tastes like...
Is that legal not to disclose?
Doritos. It is recommended for margaritas and Bloody Marys. So at first, I said what you said, no thank you. But then I thought about it. This Doritos nacho cheese mixture alcohol thing could be pretty good in a Bloody Mary.
I think that's the only way that it would be drinkable.
Give it a whirl. And I do enjoy a spicy Bloody Mary. I hate when I go to a restaurant and they have a spicy Bloody Mary on the menu and I get it and it doesn't make my nose run. I want like my eyes to water and my nose to run. Like I need it to be spicy.
You know, that is something that I will never understand. It makes me sad. I wish I could relate. I just can't drink Bloody Marys. I can't do it.
Oh, I love them. Favorite drink. Had one at High Roller.
I would eat the stuff off the top, like the olives and the bacon and the cheese, but I can't drink it.
So good. Lobster tail, little mini cheeseburger sometimes they put up there.
It gets crazy.
It does get pretty wild in the Bloody Mary game. That is five things you need to know made hot by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Over 25,000 victories for Andrew Maynard since 1974. 207 Call Joe or online at joebornstein.com.
Wake up. We vibe right here. Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Tell me what you think about this story. A girl on TikTok named Jess shared a story about how she's breaking up with her boyfriend because he wouldn't bring her toilet paper while she was on the toilet. And then she tells a story about how she was on the toilet, had just finished going number two, went to wipe. There wasn't any toilet paper. So she calls out to her boyfriend and his response is, I already told you that bathroom doesn't have toilet paper in it. She's like, oh, oops, I forgot. Can you please go get me some? And the boyfriend refuses because he had already told her at some point in the day that there was no toilet paper in that bathroom. And he's mad at her that she didn't remember. And so he's just straight up refusing. She's sitting on the toilet for a long period of time and they're going back and forth until he finally just starts ignoring her. And so she's just sitting there and there's nothing to wipe with. Like she's just stuck until he helps her and he will not help her. So she threatens, if you don't go get me toilet paper, I'm going to start screaming for help so someone hears me. Maybe a neighbor and they bring me toilet paper. He's still ignoring her. So she starts yelling for help. Then he's like, fine, I'll go get it. And he stomps in the other room. He goes and gets the toilet paper. He whips open the door. He calls her dramatic and he chucks the toilet paper and nails her in the head with it. And so she posts this video and says, because of all that, I'm breaking up with him. So I would just like to know what you think of this, hearing this story for the first time. Do you think this is breakup worthy? Do you think it's justified?
Yeah.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
I feel like
tell me more.
Maybe not in its own. This is a toxic relationship, it sounds like.
It does.
And this definitely wasn't a isolated incident.
It seems like this might happen all the time because right. He's so upset that she forgot. My whole thing is, if he knew that bathroom didn't have toilet paper in it, why didn't he restock it? It was like he was waiting to trap her, which is toxic because he wanted to yell.
You're thinking the bathroom thing happens all the time. I'm just thinking arguments in general with these two happen all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. True.
And they need to get out of it. There's something
this has happened to everyone listening.
Yeah, but there's something annoying that everybody does. Like, oh, you know that that wasn't stocked to do that. I'm sure there's something that this guy does, whether it's like not hang his towels back up in the bathroom after he uses them or leaves the cabinets open in the kitchen. That, like, I'm sure everybody has their flaws. Yeah,
there's no way he's perfect.
Exactly. I think it's pretty toxic too to like leave somebody hanging in the bathroom.
I know.
I go to the bathroom a lot. So as somebody that goes to the bathroom a lot, I would hate to be stuck there without toilet paper.
I know. I think it is breakup worthy because I think that he was trapping her. I think he knew that this was going to happen. He gave her a little warning throughout the day and said that that bathroom doesn't have toilet paper in it. Why'd he do that? Did he want her to go restock it? Whatever the reason was, he knew that bathroom didn't have toilet paper. He knew she would be going in it at some point. And then once he got her in there and she had forgotten to restock it, then he refused to help her.
I don't know what his living situation is, but I've been in living situations with roommates where it's been a battle of who's going to purchase the toilet paper.
Right.
And I've purchased the toilet paper most recently, and I would go downstairs and use the McDonald's bathroom instead of using our bathroom because they had toilet paper in it.
Wait, what?
So I lived across the street downstairs and was McDonald's.
You refused to buy the toilet paper because you had so many times, so you would just go in a public bathroom?
So I was waiting for that person.
Oh, yeah. That's such a thing.
So I would go to the public bathroom.
I did that in the dorms, like when I lived in a suite with people I didn't know very well.
Because you had a bathroom in the suite.
We had one shared bathroom and we had to take turns buying toilet paper, but there was also like a public restroom in the hallway of the dorms, and I would just go there because they weren't buying it. So yeah, that makes sense.
So she did break up with him over this incident.
She said she was going to.
207-807-1104. What do you think?
What do you break think? Up is this breakup worthy?
Mm-hmm. 207-807-1104. I just can't imagine that these people are good for each other if they're having incidents like that. And she's, it'd be one thing if it led to the level of her screaming help so a neighbor could hear and then he had to get up. Like that's a toxic situation right there.
Totally.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't have been in a situation like that in my life, but I know that that is a sign that things are not going to work out for sure.
I've definitely been in similar situations like this before. Not on the toilet, but there's been times where I've dated someone that was as stubborn as this boyfriend sounds. And I was just like, all right, well, then I'm going to make a scene. 3, 2, 1. Here I go.
That's why when you saw this video, it really hit home. You're like, I want to see what other people think
she
of
this.
She
needs to get out as fast as she can. So I think it's breakup worthy.
Hot Radio Man.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
Some sad news to start Dirty on the 30 with. Andre Brower has passed away at the age of 61. The actor died after a brief illness.
That's so young.
Brower is well known for his Emmy award-winning role on Homicide, Life on the Street. Used to watch that as a kid because we didn't have cable. So it was like on one of the network television channels that would come through on my TV. More recently, you might know him for his role in Brooklyn Nine-Nine as Captain Holt. Brower's first role of note was in the 1989 movie Glory alongside Denzel Washington and Matthew Broderick. He's survived by his wife and 3 children. 61. Super young, though.
I'm looking up all the movies he's done, and he was in the Mist movie you just watched.
He was in the Mist movie. On Tuesday, Judge Glanville postponed the Young Thug YSL RICO trial until January 4th, 2024. After one of the co-defendants was stabbed in jail, Shannon Stillwell was attacked on Sunday. We talked about this yesterday. They were going to hold a meeting to figure out what they were going to do with the trial. Yesterday, they did. Now they're pushing the trial long holiday break till January 4th, 2024. Glanville told jurors not to talk to relatives about the trial while on the long holiday break.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Hey, so what have you been up to, Bob? Nothing much. Just jury duty. Oh, yeah. What's the case? You can't talk about it. Anybody famous? Eh.
It would be so hard not to crack under pressure.
You would tell everybody everything that was going on.
Me?
At the holiday get together.
You think?
For sure.
Depends how many drinks I had in me. I'd be like, you didn't hear it from me.
Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign's Vultures has an official pre-save link, which I guess makes it likely or more likely that it'll come out on Friday. I'll believe it when I see it. But the release date is set. The pre-save link is up for Friday. And Ty Dolla $ign also shared the official album artwork yesterday on his Instagram. One of the songs that's been getting a lot of attention is Everybody, which contains a sample of Everybody by the Backstreet Boys.
We got everything you need for you to rock your body now.
Makes me sick to my stomach that that actually sounds really good, because I'm so not a fan,
Kanye fan
anymore.
But you're like
upset. Like, why did he have to be the way that he is?
I know.
Anyways.
It's going to have to be your dirty little secret when you run that back over and over again.
No, are you kidding me? It exposes you on Apple Music, and doesn't it on Spotify? It'll literally say, like, this is exactly what she's listening to right
2024
now.
Rap comes out. Number one song for Tara. Everybody. Yay. Don't worry. I don't know if it's going to make it to the
we'll see if it
DSPs,
even comes out.
The streaming services, because according to TMZ, it turns out Ye was never given full clearance of the sample and most likely will not be able to release it by Friday.
Well.
So there's a chance that it does come out, and what you heard there is not even a sample. It's an interpolation. They re-sang it. Ty Dolla $ign, Charlie Wilson re-sang it.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't technically need the Backstreet Boys to sign off on it. I believe Max Martin, and there's another person who's passed away, so Max Martin and the other person's estate could sign off on it, and then it'd be good to go for Friday. I think in the beginning of the song, they do use a little bit of a sample from the original, but all they got to do is pull that out. Maybe we do hear it on Friday. There's versions floating around because people ripped it from his listening party the other night. That's not a great sign for the album officially coming out on Friday. I'll say that much.
Well, his music never comes out when it's supposed to come out in the history of ever.
Right. If you were to bet on the album dropping on Friday, it's a fool's bet. Don't do it. Kelly Clarkson debated shower hygiene with Kenan Thompson on her show. Clarkson said that she brushes her teeth in the shower if she's in a hurry. Gross or not gross? What do you think?
What's wrong with it?
Kenan, he didn't fault her for it, but said he found it gross.
Why?
I don't know. For some reason, I find it gross too. I don't know why. I can't pinpoint the reason behind it being gross, but I think it is gross. Because you're spitting at your feet? I don't know. It's weird.
I don't think it's weird at all. It's not something that I do.
But you're not.
But I know people who do it.
You're not grossed out by it.
No.
Okay. Kenan actually details his shower habits in his memoir, When I Was Your Age, Life Lessons, Funny Stories, and Questionable Parenting Advice from a Professional Clown. So that's what he's on the Kelly Clarkson show pushing. Clarkson also asked him about, you know what, in the shower.
Do you pee in the shower? These are real hard questions. No?
I would lie if I said I had never done it, but I try.
I pee
not
almost
to.
Every time in the shower. You can't help it. It's that it goes back to that childhood sleepover. You know, they put your hand in the hot water. Sometimes you pee because it's hot water.
So
the hot water
time.
Hits your body. Yes. Not every time,
but
like
lie.
If I gotta go.
Yeah.
She said every time. Then she corrected herself and said not every time, but every time Kelly Clarkson's in the shower, she's letting out a little tinkle. Fun fact for Kelly Clarkson. What do you think?
I think it's crazy when people go out of their way to not pee in the shower and then at parties and stuff say, oh my God, ew, I've never peed in the shower. That's so gross. It's like if you're in the shower, sometimes my showers are 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on if it's a full shower. I'm not getting out of the shower to pee, and it might get uncomfortable to hold it in. So
there's two types of people in the world, those who pee in the shower and liars.
Exactly.
Although I won't do it.
But it's not like I save it for the shower. If I'm getting ready to shower and I have to pee, I'll sit on the toilet.
Sometimes girl hair gets stuck in the drain, and then there's like a little bit of like, I got to do the plunge thing, or I got to get the girl hair out. You can't do it if there's like a little bit of water on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if the water's up to your ankles, you're not going to pee on that and just be standing in the water.
That's gross, because then you're standing in your own urine, essentially.
So you're telling me that you bend down and you remove the hair and then you pee?
No. I'm telling you that at that point, I would get out of the shower and go to the bathroom.
I don't think that you would. I think you're lying.
I'm 100% telling you the truth.
So you just don't touch the hair at all?
No, because it's not my hair. But then eventually, it's kind of like your bathroom topic. Eventually, I give in and I clear it out. We also have old pipes, so it's not like I just reach down and grab the pipes. I have to like snake it, or I have to plunge it to get the waterway working again.
I can't remember if I saw this on Shark Tank or just somewhere, but there's this little drain hair catcher that has really good reviews on Amazon that works really, really well that you should get if it's a problem. And because like I
don't need to get it.
I know, but you should get it for her so that it and put it in her Christmas stocking.
Christmas gift.
Because I used to do that and then it would clog up the drain. So now I actually take it, like when I run my fingers through my hair when I'm rinsing it out, it gets caught in my hands. And instead of rinsing my hands and letting it go down the drain, I pull it off my hands and I put it to the side. And then when I'm done with my shower, I throw it in the garbage.
Any good Christmas gift ideas? Because all the ideas I'm coming with are bad. Like,
get the hair catcher.
That's not a good Christmas. That's a stocking
stuffer.
Okay,
but that's a need. That's not a want. That's a need.
That's a stocking stuffer. The other one I had is I have a bunch of UMaine sweatshirts that she's given me.
Okay. Are you going to re-gift them or something?
No. Well, I was thinking, like, why don't I get her an Emerson sweatshirt? But here's the problem where I think that that's a bad idea.
Why?
It's because I want an Emerson sweatshirt because I don't even have an Emerson sweatshirt and I went to this school. So I know, and she's going to want...
ask for it for Christmas then.
She's going to want... Yeah, but then that takes away my Christmas idea for her and she's just going to steal it. So I think I'm just going to buy my own Emerson College sweatshirt.
And nothing for her.
Well, if I gave it to her, I'm inevitably going to steal it. And then that's kind of a crappy gift.
Why don't you just buy two, his and hers? And then you could be matching.
No, because I don't want to buy the same exact one. I don't want to have the same one. And she's like you. She wears like XL sweatshirts because they're comfy and cozy. And she's not going to... I would get like the small woman's fit and then like the XL for me. But then inevitably she would steal the XL from me.
Why wouldn't you just get her the size that she wants?
That's what the size... Yeah, because then I'm going to steal it from her.
Just buy two sweatshirts, one in an XL and one in
your size. I'm already beefing with her over sweatshirts because I went to Old Navy and... With her.
Where is this going to go?
I went to Old Navy with her and I can't tell you the last time I purchased something in Old Navy, but they had the paneled station wagon with the tree on top a la Griswold Christmas. Yeah. And I got one of those sweatshirts there. I was like, this is kind of funny. And she wanted one so bad. And I'm like, no, you can't have the same sweatshirt as me. Like,
why?
I don't know. It's just weird. I'm not into the matchy matchy.
But you don't wear it on the same time.
She
same
wants
day.
To. So I wear that sweatshirt. I've already worn it at a couple events. The other day I come home and she has like this like embroidered like gold. It's like a nice colored green. It's basically, and it says Griswold Christmas. It's got the station wagon. It's got the... She went online and found like a top tier sweatshirt that's better than the Old Navy one. And then she was wearing it around. I'm like, are you kidding me? I was like,
did you get?
I was like, did you really do that? I was like, what size is that? And she's like, it's an XL. And I'm like, well, I am going to steal that sweatshirt from you. I guess what it all comes down to is I share clothes with my girlfriend. That's what I want to say here today.
Yeah, it's funny that like you're borrowing her stuff. Usually it's the other way around.
Cameron is in legal trouble for using an image of himself without permission. This always blows my mind how somebody can get in trouble for using a picture of themselves, but he didn't take the picture. It's owned by the photographer who took the picture. It's one of his most well-known pictures too. It's the photo where he's wearing a pink hat and holding a pink flip phone.
Yeah.
So that photo, the photographer claims, is being illegally used to sell items on Cameron's Dipset Couture store. And he wants $75,000 in a default judgment since Cam has been flagged before, but he's ignored the cease and desist messages and he continues to use that photo.
I feel like the paparazzi waits their entire career for these moments to happen. And they're like, oh, we got him.
We got him. Now...
I knew it would pay off.
I should have took the time to do a little deeper dive here on the photo. I have like certain feelings about this, and I know photographers are going to get mad at me because they're like, this is our art. This is what we do. But if you take a photo of me.
Not if you're paparazzi. I think there's a big difference.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If you take a photo of me, I should be able to use it however I want. You're using my likeness. I hire you to do a photo shoot.
Then you give credit where credit's due. I think there's a huge difference between photographers and paparazzi. I think paparazzi are invasive. They're trying to sell a story. They don't have morals. They want to get a shot up your skirt. Like, they want to catch you in an unflattering light to make money off of it. And in that situation, I don't think that they should have the rights to that photo because they're being invasive and it's a photo of you, like you were just explaining. But there's like a family photographer, then... Yeah, like give him a tag on Instagram.
Red Sox win the World Series, break the curse. Was that 2004? My college roommate, shouts to Pat Ronan, he climbs Caskin Flaggin Bar. You know Caskin Flaggin right across?
No.
Popular bar next to Fenway. He climbs it. There's a billboard on top of it that says like Believe or whatever. I think it has like Manny or Big Poppy on it. And like literally climbs it. It's above the highway overpass. So like could have... fall into his death. Not a smart move. You're 20 something. You think you're invincible. Climbs the fencing of the highway overpass, scales the building, is on top of the billboard, slamming like Natty Lights. He's sober now, by the way. slamming Natty Lights on the top of the billboard. That picture, the next morning, we wake up. There's a picture of him doing that on top of Caskin Flaggin. Says Red Sox won the World Series. The header for ESPN.com. So he was on there flipping out, sending it to his dad, sending it to his family. They're all like, okay, Pat, I think we should calm down a little bit. He contacted the photographer. because it has the tag on it. And he's like, I would love a copy of this. Like, could you send me a copy? Yada, yada. Mm-hmm. He had the screenshot, but like wanted the high res like mm-hmm. photo so he could frame it. And the photographer was like, sure, here's a link. All my like AP or whatever, Getty images you can purchase and da, da, da. I just remember being in the next room and he's yelling at this guy. He's like, it's a photo of me. Send me the file. And he's like, I'm not sending you the file because I own the photo. And he's like, take it down. Tell them to take it down off the website.
Okay. And
he's
that,
getting yelled at.
Yes. That does kind of tie into, he didn't know he was having his photo taken, correct?
Well, you're in public and you're on the top of a building, probably illegally scaled it. But yes, there's other issues to worry about.
Yeah, in that situation.
But I kind of agree with him. Like, just send him the file. Yeah. Send him the file. It's a photo of him that you got on the cover that ESPN clearly paid for. So right. You got money from him doing this feat. Just send him. He was so mad. He like emailed ESPN, like contacts at ESPN.com. He's like, take my photo down.
And did they?
I mean, they just naturally do because it's a news cycle and it cycles through and they, it's not like it was going to be up there forever. I don't think you can. We've searched since and I don't think you can find that photo anywhere.
Because they're thinking, we're not going to pay this crazy guy. Just take the photo down.
Moving along for Dirty on 30. Wu-Tang Clan is planning to launch a Las Vegas residency in 2024. Everyone's like, Usher did this. We can make some bank. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get that money. Wu-Tang Clan's out there.
Okay, I really don't want to come off as a hater. This is a genuine question because I hear people talking about them doing residencies all the time. So please correct me if I'm wrong, but when I looked at the flyer for this, it's 4 dates. So what is considered a residency? Because when I think of one, I think of like at least a few months. Four concerts is a residency?
I would say that could be considered a residency. I would say anything more than like...
More than...
2 nights.
Two?
Yeah. I mean, starting Super Bowl week, they're going to be out there. And then they got more concerts that are coming up the first weekend of March Madness. So I would consider that like a... It's like not a long-term residency, but
I've always been so curious about that because, you know, when I think of, like I said, when I think of residency, I think of what Katy Perry was doing out in Vegas last year. She was there for months.
Yeah, I mean, some people get a crazy bag and get a bigger contract for sure and stay out there for a while.
So it can be a small amount. I would say 4 is probably what the minimum. I need to look more into it.
Yeah, what is the minimum?
Because I'm going to Vegas and I was like, oh, that's cool. So I looked up like, are they going to be there when I'm there? And I was like, what? They're only doing 2 weekends?
Well, Jodeci, the show, the after party of the Las Vegas residency is starting March 15th. So if you're in the market around March 15th, you could go see Jodeci. I don't even think you know who Jodeci is.
I know when Drake said, Jodeci, cry for you. Come and talk to me. No.
Really wanna meet you. Can I talk to you? Mm-hmm. I really wanna know. Do you know Casey and JoJo? Come and
talk to me. I know JoJo Siwa.
No. Well, Casey and JoJo were in Jodeci, but that doesn't do anything for you because let me see if I have any Casey and JoJo over here. Yeah, you have to know this song. This is a big love song for my generation right here. Where is it?
I'm recognizing.
There's a really long intro on this. Sorry.
Well, I recognize the piano.
This is on that mixtape that I sent.
The special recycled edition.
Yeah.
Mixtape.
Now I'm just gonna let this play out. I think.
What's the name of it?
This is All My Life, Casey and JoJo. I would never find another lover sweeter than you. Nothing.
I have heard it, but I don't know it. And
I
would never
find another lover. I bet you they do this at the Jodeci residency.
You would think. Girl, you are.
Oh, this was for sure on that mixtape.
Even though you're an only child. You are the
only one. I guess.
Wasn't he just saying something about his whole family? I pray for someone like you. Oh, God.
It's also on my Shower Hits Volume 1. All right, I'll shut up. We'll just let it play out. That's your Dirty Down 30. Coming up, we got Secret Santa. $100 in the prize pot. I pray for someone like you, and I hope that you feel the same way too. We're gonna have to ask you to hand in your resignation, Tara.
Is this it? Is this my dream coming true?
This is it.
That you're going to fire me right before the holidays?
You had a dream earlier in the week.
I did.
And the dream was that you were going to get fired. And apparently they're calling for you to get fired on the text right now. Get her off the radio. She can't call herself a DJ if she doesn't know Jodeci.
Well, first of all, I never call myself a DJ because I don't know how to like frick it. I don't know how to do that.
Oh, what is Justin Timberlake over there?
Yeah, they call me Lake. I don't know how to use that. I don't even know what it's called. A board? What do you call it? A mixer? A controller.
Sure.
I don't know how to do that. I don't do that. So I'm a personality. Thank you. And I was also 2 years old when this song came out. I know the song, but I do not know all the lyrics like Ryan DeLon because he was old enough to be my babysitter when this song dropped.
Somebody said, DeLon, killing me all my life. Thank you. They appreciated my singing, I think. I think that that's what that means.
It was a nice touch.
Telling you that All My Life and All My Life, probably track two on my shower hits, and track one would be Tyrese, Sweet Lady. I don't think we have that in here.
You have sang that before though.
Do we have it?
I don't think we have it. And I think that's why you sing it. Oh
man, we don't have Tyrese, Sweet Lady in here.
At this point, you probably should add it.
I should, right? Do I have it in my computer? Nobody replied back, by the way, about your story.
Yeah, no one cared. I'm not having a good morning this morning. They want me fired. No one cared about my toilet paper breakup. You know, maybe I should just resign.
Just pack it up.
Take it over.
Just pack it in.
I'm going to delete the Secret Santa question, too, because I know that's what they actually care about, and I'm the one that writes those.
I'm going to have to
come
up with
it. So no one's going to play.
Oh, man, I don't even have it in my...
Oh, that's sad.
Oh,
sing
God.
It for us.
No, nobody wants to hear me singing. Hold on. I think they do. Hold on. Where's the? Give me the aux cord. We got the aux cord. All right, here we go.
Is this going to be the song or something different?
I don't know. I hope so. We're going to take a... It's
probably an ad. A YouTube ad.
Probably.
We're going to take it to the next
one. Yeah, there's the YouTube ad right there. All right, we'll skip that. Here we go. Just because I haven't heard this in a while, and now I'm starting to think about my shower hits. He's on the bus. This is a young Tyrese.
Would you be my sweet love for a lifetime? I'll be there when you need me. Just call and receive me.
Another 1998 hit.
Is this 98?
Yeah.
Man, 98. That's my powerhouse shower hit song year. All right, I'm going to let this ride out too. Since we didn't get any responses for the toilet paper thing, we'll just...
I'm surprised by that because it's blowing up on TikTok.
We're just going to play 90s R&B for the rest of the day.
Receive it. Would you be my... A lifetime.
It's only fair that... you get a hater comment and I got a text that said, tell Ryan to hang it up.
You know what? Just for that, we're going to go to track 3 off of my shower hits.
What is it?
And we're also going to take call number 10 right now. 207-807-1104. Call number 10. We're playing Secret Santa. 207-807-1104. Call number 10, Secret Santa. $100 in the prize pot. You could win. You ready for track number 3? Monica, don't take it personal. Look it up. What year did it come out? Is it 98? I'll lose my mind if it's 98 too.
Let's see. 95.
Ooh, all right. I told you, 90s R&B. That's my wheelhouse for when I'm in the shower.
It's just one of them days when I want to be all alone. It's just one of them days.
207-807-1104. Call number 10. Secret Santa.
It's just one of them days. Don't take it personal. Wanna be all alone and you think I treat you wrong.
Hot Radio Maine, Hot Mornings, Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Lacey from Sanford, are you trying to play Secret Santa?
Yes.
All right. What's your go-to shower song?
Probably anything by Doja Cat.
All right. Busting out the need to know in the shower. I like it.
Yeah.
Lacey, you're our call number 10. You ready to give this a shot?
I think so.
Do you know how this works?
Yes. I've been listening every day.
Have you played yet, or is this your first time playing?
I haven't played yet.
Okay, all right. So we got $100 in the prize pot. If you guess the Secret Santa's identity correctly, that $100 is going to be yours. I'm going to give you one clue, and you'll have 5 seconds to guess.
Okay.
All right. If you guess wrong or after the buzzer goes off, then the money rolls over, and it's going to be worth $200 this afternoon with Haley. Are you ready?
Yes.
The Secret Santa is a rapper and singer whose first name is Montero.
Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas X was your answer. Is Lil Nas X correct? Hey! Yay! Congratulations.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You're $100 richer. You just scored $100. Back-to-back winners for Secret Santa. We love it.
That's crazy. I've been trying every day and couldn't get through. I'm so excited.
There you go. And you knew it. No hesitation.
Yes. Oh my God.
$100 help with some gas this holiday season, or maybe an extra present under the Christmas tree.
Yes, I'll definitely be Christmas shopping for my son with it.
That's I love awesome. It. All right, congratulations, Lacey. Secret Santa's made out of Maine by Town and Country Federal Credit Union, the best free debit card and rewards checking account. Earn more money with no fees, no minimum balance, and 24/7 access. Go to tcfcu.com, federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility applies. Congrats again, Lacey. Woo-woo.
Thank you so much.
Guess what, Tara?
What?
Somebody replied to your bathroom story.
Oh my God, no way.
Hey, I heard the bathroom story. We were joking that nobody replied.
Yeah, no one cares.
Shout out to Bethany from Lisbon Falls. She said, I just wanted to say they should for sure break up, but I think he's a jerk for not just getting up and getting the TP, but also she could have did the dookie shuffle and gone and grabbed some herself. Break up because y'all toxic AF.
Now that is an answer. Thank you for participating. I really appreciate it.
Shout out to
Bethany, right?
Bethany from Lisbon Falls. She didn't want to leave you hanging.
Yeah, so thank you so much.
Bethany's a good friend right there.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Tis the season. Every day I get a new list over here of top things, worst things from 2023. We like to provide the quirky, unique fast food updates, new items that are coming to certain restaurants, some of our favorites that are popping up. Well, here's a list for you, Tara. The worst fast food items of 2023. These are new items that got introduced, and the takeout has listed this year's worst fast food items based on their inability to gain fans, or honestly, they just taste terrible. Number one on the list. Taco Bell's vegan nacho sauce.
Vegan cheese. It's really hard to do.
Can't sell me on it. Number two, Burger King's Mexican original chicken sandwich. Never had it.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say, remember when they did the tacos? I actually really liked those. The Burger King tacos.
I vaguely remember that, but this is Burger King's Mexican original chicken sandwich. No good.
Okay.
I don't think there's any of these in Maine, but Arby's bourbon BBQ sliders. I don't think there's an Arby's in Maine.
Guys. Don't even react.
No, I'm pretty sure there's not one.
It's a trap.
Those sound pretty good. Bourbon BBQ sliders from Arby's. Yeah, I would give those a whirl.
What's wrong with them?
I don't know. McDonald's strawberry shortcake McFlurry made the list.
I didn't even get to try this, and I love strawberry stuff.
Here's one maybe that you gave a whirl. The Dunkin' breakfast tacos was number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the list.
No.
Nope, missed that one. And the final one, we don't even have it, but they have a picture of it. It looks kind of like scrunched up, the Wawa pizza. So those are your worst fast food items of 2023.
Can you think of the worst item that you had this year from fast food?
Huh. No, because I generally know what I'm going into. I don't think I tried any new items this year.
I did, and people might disagree with me, but McDonald's had this Oreo pie, and whenever they do new flavors of pies, I always try them, and I did not like it.
Really? I would think Oreo pie would be good.
I would too. Something was off, and I couldn't figure out what it was. The pie crust itself just didn't taste right, and then the filling was more marshmallowy than it was cream. I did not like it.
I did not get adventurous in 2023 when it came to fast food. If I did fast food, I knew my order. It was the 3 soft taco supreme at Taco Bell, or it was a
soft taco. Interesting.
It was a chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A, which you can never go wrong. My pleasure.
It's their pleasure.
It's their pleasure to make sure that it's my pleasure to eat their food. It's delicious. I'm trying to think. I mean, I know what I'm getting when I go through McDonald's. I would get the chicken McNuggets. And I think that's pretty much the rounding out of my 2023 experience.
One of my favorite memories with you is coming back from Boston and stopping at not one, but three McDonald's until we could get our food.
That was an
adventure.
Because they
were all closed. I love that memory.
In fairness, they were all open on the app.
Yeah, I know. And then we pull up and they had a paper, piece of paper on the drive-through microphone saying closed, sorry.
Nobody wants to work these days.
Hey, we still got McDonald's, but yeah. We never gave up.
It took us an extra hour to get home, but we got McDonald's.
It was worth it.
Which show is that from? Jack Harlow?
I think Jack Harlow.
Yeah.